One of the most noticeable changes in the General Clinton Canoe Regatta in its 51st season is the addition of C4 boats, which this year are going through what we would call a trial run in the G class, where it's sort of an all-comers class, just to see the validity and confirming that this is indeed growing fast enough to become an entity for years to come in the General Clinton. And with us is Ed Curley. And while Ed is not in the C4 boat himself, he recognizes that it is indeed a fast-growing class. I guess the Adirondack Canoe Club has chimed in and said it's their fastest-growing class. How much do you know about the C4 boats and what it entails?
Well, I know that the interest in it is increasing exponentially. And a year ago, there might have been one or two C4s out there. This year in the Wessels race alone, we had four or five C4 boats. And I can tell by the entry list for the Clinton on Monday, the last time I looked, there were 11 or 12 C4s that are starting at 6 o'clock. So the boats have been increasing in popularity year over year. And I had the privilege to paddle a C4 a couple of times earlier this spring, and they're really pretty fast. So it's a lot of fun to be around, and they handle better than what you think they would handle. So it's a fun boat to paddle.
Well, that goes right to my next question, especially, as you know, in the first part of the race, where if there wasn't a lot of water available, it's windy to begin with, so that could be tough with the weight. But sounds like with the rain we've gotten during the week that won't be an issue. But you said it can be maneuvered for the first part of the race, but that's probably the biggest challenge.
Well, I think that you're right. The C4 boats are 3 to 6 feet longer than the 18-6 pro boats. So, you know, you're going from a pro boat that's 18 and a half feet long to a C4 boat that's anywhere from 21 to 24 feet long, depending on which boat you're in. I got to tell you that sometimes up there, it's all you can do to get an 18 and a half foot boat around one of those corners. Sometimes it's just a big challenge to get 18 and a half feet around. So, you know, the first hour of that race, it could be a bit of a challenge. You certainly want to have somebody in the stern that knows what the heck they're doing to make it a little bit easier, but there's no doubt that it will be a little bit more difficult in the first hour of the race. But thereafter, you know, those boats are pretty fast, and a C2, a pro boat, would probably average 7 or 8 miles an hour. A good C4 boat will probably average 8 or 9 miles an hour. So, you know, they're quite a bit faster over a longer period of time.
Suffice it to say, we'll be having an earlier crossing of the finish line this year because of the C4s.
I would agree with that, yes, definitely.
Now, looking ahead, again, we mentioned the Adirondack Canoe Club. When the General Clinton survey went out about changing days from Monday to Sunday and Sunday to Saturday, it's a couple of the responders also added in, hey, check out these C4 boats. It's very fast-growing. Adirondack Canoe Club kept coming up. Got to be basically the lake paddling, the deeper water, so it's going to be primary for them. But I'm looking through the entries. There's a who's who in there. There's a lot of people with 14, 15 finishes. So it must be alluring to them as well, because you said it's very popular, but not just from the beginners, but from the experienced ones.
Well, right. And you know, a pro is a pro is a pro, and they're trying to build this C4 class to be a professional racing class as well. And, you know, when you got the likes of a Peter Heed or Gloria Wesley or, you know, some of these other people, I think even Tim Trebold is racing C4 this year. So you get names like that that are in the C4 class, it will draw some attention. And the more that people talk about it, obviously, the better known it will be. And, you know, I don't know because I'm not on the Canoe Regatta Committee, but I would venture to guess that next year the C4 will probably be in the pro class.
So they would be interested enough to go out and get professional sponsorship for some real professional cash so that it can be an entity that will stay and become a dynamic part of the Clinton.
I would agree. And I run the Wessels race in early May, and I've already upped my entry blank to include a C4 pro class next year in 2014. That's how convinced I am that the C4 Pro class will be around and will be a viable category in 2014.
When people are always looking for things that are new and changes and everything, could the C4 boat be one of those golden tickets to say, hey, give canoeing a try? You don't have to be one of two people or one by yourself. You've got three other people, and we'll take you along for the ride, and it can add to the enjoyment factor?
Well, I think that's exactly it, and it's a great tool to teach somebody with. You can get two or three experienced paddlers in a boat, and then you can get a novice. And, you know, it's such a great way to learn. You don't have to go out there where you're in a pro boat that's very chippy to begin with, and now you've got a novice and a pro, and the pro is trying to teach the novice, and the boat's wobbling all over the place, and that can be a little discouraging at times. But the C4s, for the large part, are fairly stable, and, you know, it's a great tool to teach a beginner or a novice.
Well, it sounds like the C4 is indeed here to stay. We look forward to the debut of it in the 2013 General Clinton Canoe Regatta. Ed Curley, thanks a lot. Good luck in your pro race. For Canoe Regatta coverage 2013, I'm Greg Davey.